Vu Dui Than Tum, Khan Hai Commune, Yen Khan District, Ninh Binh Province. About Vu Dui Than. Vu Dui Than was born on October 9, 1807. He was extremely intelligent and was famous for being a prodigy from an early age. As a child, Vu Dui Than always searched for the best way to study. He hated bureaucrats who oppressed the people. Moreover, he always thought about the people's hard lives and wanted to contribute for the country and the people in the future. In the fourth year of Tu Duc's reign, 1851, he passed the vice ranking in the Hoi exam. At that time he was 44 years old. In the summer of that year, 1851, Vu Dui Than continued to pass the highest position on the first ranking board. He was considered a Trang, and was called Trang Bong. After that, he was appointed as Ti Doc in the Han Academy, then transferred to Tap Hien Institute, became Kwok Tu Giam Tu Niep, then promoted to Ti Tu, managing the studies at Kwok Tu Giam, which is similar to the position of the principal of university today. At Kwok Tu Giam, he focuses on training talented people. Therefore, he presented a petition to King Tu Duc to reform education. In addition to education, he also submitted proposals to the court to deeply reform defense and economy. Those straightforward views gave Vu Dui Than prestige in the court. People not only respected him as a well-educated and knowledgeable person, but also admire him for his qualities as an honest and straightforward official. Vu Dui Than was also known for building warships to fight the enemy. He passed away on May 9, 1859, at the age of 53. Vu Dui Than, the last person to win the title of Bang Enan of the feudal examination system, is also considered the first submarine builder in Vietnamese history. His life and career have had a profound impact on the people of the region till present, and are a source of pride and a shining example for many generations to learn from. Tomb of Vu Dui Than. The mausoleum where Vu Dui Than is buried is located at the end of Van Bong Village, Khan Hai Commune, Yen Khan District, according to the ancient land position called Long Vai, Dragon's Tail, close to Highway 10. Especially the tomb, in addition to being his burial place, there is also a valuable stele recording his history, life and career. It is an important artifact with high historical value and a place of worship for many people who admire his talent and virtue. Vu Dui Than Tomb is a valuable historical and cultural relic of Vietnam in general, and of Yen Khan District, Ninh Binh Province in particular. In 1993, the mausoleum along with the Vu Dui Than Worshipping House were recognized as national historical relics. To preserve the monument, Vu Dui Than's mausoleum has been repaired and embellished by authorities at all levels to promote the value of the monument, contributing to preserving a valuable heritage in national history and arouse national pride in the young generation, while serving the needs of tourism and improving the cultural and spiritual life of the people. Vu Dui Than's mausoleum has been and will be an attraction for tourists who want to learn about Vu Dui Than's background and career, a talented and virtuous Mandarin who always thought about the people and the country. /.